You're listening to Mac OS X coverage on the AppleVis podcast.
Welcome to this demonstration of using Siri on the Mac. And Siri became available on the Mac with introduction of Mac OS Sierra in 2016. So without any further ado, let's go and activate Siri on my Mac. And of course, I'm using voice over here. So I'm just going to go to my dock with VOD or Control Option D.
Dock. System preferences, 16 of 32.
And I'm already on system preferences. I'm just going to activate it with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press Finder, system preferences, window, toolbar.
Okay, I'm just going to press my tab key a few times.
Leaving toolbar, general, desktop and screensaver, button.
There we go. And it's going to type in Siri.
Siri, button.
There's Siri and system preferences. And do VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to activate.
Press Siri, loading Siri, window, toolbar.
And that truck noise you can hear in the background, it's actually garbage day as I'm doing the demo, or trash day as some people call it. So I'm going to do VO write out Control Option run to go through the Siri preference panel here.
Siri, image, Siri, enable Siri, check, checkbox.
And as you can tell, I've already enabled Siri, so if I uncheck it, VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Uncheck, enable Siri, checkbox.
Okay, it's unchecked. If I check it again.
Check enable Siri checkbox. Siri sends information like your voice input, contacts,
Siri
and location
sends information
to Apple to process
like your voice input, contacts, and location to Apple to process your requests.
Because I've got system announcements turned on in system preferences as well, you heard by VoiceOver and the built-in speech say that announcement. So if I do VO right up Control Option right arrow.
Enable Siri button.
That's enable Siri button. If I go back to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Cancel button.
There's the cancel button. And then here's the message that we just heard, both VoiceOver and System Preferences speak.
Siri sends information like your voice input, contacts, and location to Apple to process your requests.
Okay, so we're going to actually select it. So I'm going to go back to the right.
Cancel, but enable Siri button.
And then VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar to select.
Enable Siri, checked, checkbox, closing dialog.
Okay, and of course, Siri being an internet-based system, you will need to be on the internet. Course to use Siri. So let's go to the right again. VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Siri helps you get things done just by asking. Find files on your Mac, dictate a note, check the weather, and more.
Just letting us know what Siri can do.
Language.
Language.
English, Australia. Language. Pop-up button.
Okay, and we want to choose the language. My one's currently English Australia because I'm actually in Australia and I speak Australian. Let's select it with VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Menu 43 items, checkmark, English, Australia.
Okay, and we've got English Australia, and if I go up,
English United States.
English United States. Come down.
Checkmark English Australia Arabic,
and then to the rest of the languages. And then of course you do VO spacebar on the one you want. So I'm just going to press Escape for the moment.
Closing menu English Australia language pop-up button.
And let's go to the right.
Siri voice.
Okay, so Siri voice, the one that we just got off was the actual input voice, i.e., what language you're using to talk to Siri. This is the output voice now.
Australian female pop-up button.
So I've got Australian female. So I'm going to press VO spacebar, Control spacebar.
Menu 8 items checkmark, Australian female.
And of course, these are the voices that you've got installed on your system speech voices. So let's go up.
American male.
American male.
American female.
American female.
American female.
That's as far as we can go up to the top. So come down.
American male. Checkmark, Australian female. Australian male.
Okay, so that was Australian female, Australian male.
British female.
British female.
British male.
British male.
Irish female.
Irish female.
South African female.
South African female, and that's it for the list. So let me just go back up.
Irish, British, British female, Australian male.
And I'm just going to choose Australian male for the moment, and I'll switch it back to my normal Karen voice. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press Australian male, Australian male, pop-up button.
And let's go to the right with VO right, Control Option right arrow.
Voice feedback. On, selected, radio button, one of two.
Now voice feedback, basically you can use Siri without it speaking out to you. So I guess if you're a sighted person or a low vision person and you don't want the speech, then you can turn off speech output. So I've currently got mine on. If I do VO right Control Option right arrow.
Off radio button, two of two.
That's the off button. And I'll just show you that in a minute what the difference is. So I'm going to leave mine on for the moment. Let's go to the right.
Mic input, USB audio codec menu button.
Okay, mic input, USB codec, and that's because I'm currently using my mixer as my mic. That's fine for the moment. And of course, you can select that to change your microphone.
Keyboard shortcut.
Keyboard shortcut.
Press FN function space pop-up button.
So at the moment, the keyboard shortcut is press FN, so the function key, bottom left-hand side of your keyboard, and the spacebar to activate Siri. If I do VO spacebar, Contraption spacebar to activate the pop-up.
Menu 5 items checkmark, press FN, function, space.
And if we go up.
Hold Option space.
That's Hold Option space.
Hold Command space.
Hold Command space.
Off.
Or off. That's going up the top. If I come down.
Hold Command space. Hold Option space. Checkmark, press FN, function, space. Customize ellipsis.
And we've got a choice here to customize it. So I'm going to leave it on function space. So I'm just going to press the escape key.
Closing menu. Press FN, function, space, pop-up button.
Of course, with all those pop-up options, you just do VO spacebar on the option that you want to choose, as I did with the Siri voice for choosing the Australian mail. Okay, let's go to the right.
Click the Siri icon in the menu bar or in the dock to talk to Siri, or choose a keyboard shortcut above.
Okay, so we can choose Siri in the for voiceover users in the extras menu on the dock, and I just also happen to know that there's actually a Siri app in the applications folder as well. So let's go to the right again.
Show Siri in menu bar, checked, checkbox.
Show Siri in menu bar. I've currently got that turned on, so as I just said, you can find Siri in the extras menu, or if you don't want it shown there, you can just turn that off. Let's go to the right again.
About Siri and privacy button.
Okay, that's about Siri and privacy.
Help button.
Help button, and that's it for system preferences. So let me just show you what the Australian male voice sounds like, and then I'm going to switch it back to the female Australian voice, and then I'll just show you what the on-screen panel when Siri is activated sounds like with VoiceOver. So here's the Australian male voice. I'm just going to hold down the FN key and press the spacebar. What is the time?
The time is 9:30 a.m.
Okay, so there's the Australian voice. I'm just going to press escape to dismiss Siri.
System preferences, Siri, window, help button.
Let's just go back to voice feedback and change it back to, in my case, Australian female, i.e. Karen.
About Siri and privacy button. Show Siri in menu bar. Checked, checkbox. Click the Siri icon in the menu bar. Press FN, function, keyboard short, USB audio codec, mic input, off, radio, on, select voice feedback, Australian, male, pop-up button.
Okay, select that VO spacebar, contraption spacebar.
Menu 8 items checkmark, Australian, male.
And let's go up.
Australian, female.
And VO spacebar, contraption spacebar to select Australian female.
Press Australian, female, pop-up button.
Okay, and let's do our time test again, FN spacebar. What time is it?
It's 9:31 a.m. Good morning.
Back to my normal voice. So now I've got Siri on the screen. Let me just show you what the screen is like when you've got the Siri interface on the screen like you would do on your iOS device. So I'm just going to check what my VoiceOver cursor is currently sitting on with VO F3 or Control Option F3.
Talk to Siri button is in the VoiceOver cursor.
Okay, so I'm on the Talk to Siri button. So if I press that again with VO spacebar or Control Option spacebar, what is the time?
It's 9:32 a.m. Good morning.
That's the last button on the screen. So if I try and go to the right with VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
Talk to Siri button.
I can't go any further. So if I go back with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Help button.
That's the help button to find out what you can say to Siri.
Conversation scroll area.
And here's our conversation scroll area. So if I interact with that.
In conversation scroll area. 6 items. What time is it? Text.
Okay, so this is our conversation that we've just had with Siri. And you can VO right arrow through it, Control Option right arrow through it. And that interact command, by the way, as we probably all know, is shift VO up arrow. So let me just go to the right VO right arrow, Control Option right arrow.
It's 9:31 a.m. Good clock card. What is the time? Text. It's 9:32 a.m. Good morning.
Okay, so of course that's VoiceOver reading out the conversation that we just had with Siri. So I'm going to uninteract with shift VO up arrow, shift Control Option up arrow.
Out of conversation scroll area.
Let's hit out of conversation scroll area. If I go to the left with VO left arrow, Control Option left arrow.
Close button.
There's a close button, and that's the last icon on the screen going to the left. And of course, I can press escape, or I can just do VS spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press close button, system preferences, Siri window, Australian, female, pop-up button.
And I've just dismissed the Siri panel on the screen. Before I finish with this particular panel for setting up Siri, I just want to show you when I turn off.
Voice feedback.
So I just did VO right arrow, then on Control Option right arrow. Let's go to the right.
On, selected, radio
that's
button,
currently
one
on.
Of two. Off radio button, 2 of 2.
And let me turn it off. So VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar.
Press off, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
Okay, now Siri shouldn't speak when I activate. So let's try the time again. So FN key plus spacebar. What is the time? Okay, absolutely nothing. But if I go to the left.
Help button, conversation, scroll area.
Okay, interact with the conversation.
In conversation, scroll area. 3 items. What is the time? Text. It's 9:35 a.m. Good morning.
Okay, so it definitely did work. It's just on the screen without actually using the speech output of the system. So I'm just going to press escape again.
System preferences, Siri, window, off, selected, radio button, 2 of 2.
So I'm going to back to the left and I'm going to turn mine back on again.
On, voice radio feedback. Button, 1 of 2.
Back on.
Press on, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
It's VR spacebar, control my spacebar. Now, I just want to show you something in case it's not really, really obvious. So if I turn voiceover off on my Mac with command F5.
Voiceover off.
And now I do FN spacebar. What is the time?
It's 9:36 a.m. Good morning.
Okay, Siri is still going to speak because it's doing its own self-voicing from the built-in system speech. So you can choose to have Siri speak regardless of whether VoiceOver is on or off. And if you don't want Siri speaking, you turn the voice off and you can use VoiceOver to actually read the conversation that you're having with Siri. So I'm going to turn VoiceOver back on again with Command F5.
VoiceOver on system preferences, Siri, window, on, selected, radio button, 1 of 2 has keyboard focus.
And I'm finished with that panel now, so I'm just going to press Command Q on my keyboard to go back to my desktop.
Finder, desktop, internet URLs, 10 items folder.
And I'm back to my desktop. So let me show you where you can actually find Siri in the extras menu if you've got it turned on in system preferences, and then of course on the dock or in the applications folder. So I'm going to go to the extras menu by doing VOMM or Control Option MM.
Menu extras. Dropbox.
And let's go across to Siri.
Job raw met beats up to accessibility. Time machine. Bluetooth. Wi-Fi. Displays. System set. Battery. Wednesday. Siri. Menu extra.
There's good old Siri. VO spacebar. Control Option spacebar.
Press Siri.
What is the time?
It's 9:38 a.m. Good morning.
I'm just going to press escape.
Finder. Internet URL.
I'm actually going to do other commands other than time, but I'm just using that as an example at the moment while we get everything sort of set up and you know where things are. Okay, so the other place Siri, of course, was the dock.
Dock. System preferences, 16 of 32.
So that was VOD or Control Option D for dock. So I'm just going to type in SI for Siri.
Siri, 2 of 32.
And there's Siri again. Let's activate again, both VO spacebar, Control Option spacebar. What is the time?
It's 9:39 a.m. Good morning.
Okay, and press escape.
Finder, internet URLs, 10 items folder.
And let me jump to the applications folder with shift command A.
Applications, now in applications window.
And let's type in SI for Siri again.
So, Siri.app application, yesterday 12.
Command O.
Open
what time is it?
The time is 9:39 a.m.
So basically, once you turn Siri on, of course, you can do FN spacebar. You can also activate it from your menu bar, your dock, or the applications folder. Or if you want to be a bit more fancy about it, you can use the built-in already dictation command to either start it from a shortcut key, and I change mine from the default FN twice to either command key twice. Or you can turn the computer key phrase on, i.e. computer, to launch Siri automatically without touching the keyboard. All right, so after all that setup business, let's get on and have a bit of a play with what Siri can do on your computer. So the first thing you might want to do is change your Siri settings sometimes, i.e. you might want to turn speech feedback on or off or change voices, FN plus spacebar. Open Siri settings.
System preferences, Siri, window, toolbar.
Okay, if I just press the tab key.
Leaving toolbar. Enable English, Australia. Enable Siri. Checked. Checkbox. English, Australia. Language. Pop-up button. Australian. Female. Pop-up button. On. Selected. Radio button. 1 of 2.
Okay, etc., etc. So I'm just going to close that window. Now, interestingly, this is why I've got dictation enabled. If I try and dismiss this window using Siri, have a listen.
On. Select.
Close window.
Sorry, I can't help you with HomeKit here.
So it actually thinks I want to use HomeKit to close my window rather than closing a window on the computer. So let me try this one. Quit application.
Okay, searching for
app
quit
store,
on the
app
store.
Store. Window. Back.
Okay, so she's going to search for quit application on the app store. So it's a little bit odd the way that Siri is currently working. Okay, so it's opened up the app store. So let me just press command Q to close the app store.
System preferences, Siri, window, on, selected, radio button, 1 of 2.
Okay, so back to the Siri panel and system preferences. So I can actually use the built-in dictation function to dismiss this application window. Computer, close window.
Finder, desktop, internet URLs, 10 items folder.
Okay, and you hear that as the command activated after I said the word computer, and I'm back at my desktop. So that's the Siri settings panel that you can get to straight away. So some of the things you can definitely say to Siri are things like, and FN spacebar, is this thing on?
Interesting question, David.
Convert 8 feet to meters.
It's 2.44 meters.
Convert 8 meters to feet.
It's 26.25 feet. That's the long and short of it.
Convert 100 degrees Fahrenheit to Celsius.
It's 37.8 degrees Celsius.
Convert 45 degrees Celsius to Fahrenheit.
That would be 113 degrees Fahrenheit.
What is 100 divided by 3?
The answer is about 33.3333.
What is the time in London?
The time in London, England is 1:10 a.m.
What is the date today?
It's Wednesday, the 31st of August 2016.
How many days to Christmas?
It's 116 days until then.
What day is the 5th of September 2016?
It's Monday, the 5th of September 2016.
What is the weather today in Gosford?
Here's the weather for Gosford today.
Okay, now that doesn't actually speak out with voiceover, that one. Let me try this one. What is the top temperature today in Gosford?
The high for today in Gosford will be 20 degrees and the low will be 11 degrees.
Okay, and let's ask the good old question about the weather. Will it rain today?
There's no rain in the forecast for today.
And my favourite one with Siri on my iPhone is how to spell a command. So let's try this one. Spell Fahrenheit.
Fahrenheit. F-A-H-R-E-N-H-E-I-T.
Okay, so that's some of just the general stuff that you can do with Siri in iOS. Let's just try a few specific Mac ones now. And keep in mind, again, that each time I'm using the Siri command, I'm doing FN spacebar to activate Siri. Turn Bluetooth off.
Okay, I turned off Bluetooth.
Turn Bluetooth on.
Okay, I turned on Bluetooth.
So I can turn Wi-Fi on and off as well. Let me just try this. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to say the on command because I don't want to lose using Siri. Turn Wi-Fi on.
Wi-Fi is already on.
This is one of my favourite ones. What is my battery level?
Your Mac is at 100%.
How fast is my Mac?
Your Mac has a 1.3 GHz Intel Core i5 processor.
How much memory does my Mac have?
Your Mac has 8 GB 1600 MHz DDR3 memory.
Now I'm going to ask it what is the serial number of my Mac, but when it starts reading it out, I'm going to cut half of it off just for privacy. What is the serial number of my Mac?
The serial number of your Mac is capital C, 0, 2, capital K, capital X, 3, capital T.
How much storage do I have on my Mac?
You have 26.05 gigabytes storage available.
How much storage do I have on my iCloud drive?
You have 20.44 gigabytes storage available on iCloud.
Turn the volume up.
Okay, I increased the volume.
Ow. Turn the volume down.
I decreased the volume.
Thank you. Make the screen brighter.
Okay, this is as bright as it gets.
Oh, okay. Make the screen dimmer.
Okay, I made the screen darker.
And if I wanted to call myself, which I won't do in this recording, I can say FaceTime Audio David Woodbridge, and we can do this one. Go to dock. So it doesn't actually say when it lands on the dock, but if I go to the right.
Siri, 2 of 32. App Store, open, 3 of 32.
Okay, that's my dock. So I'm just going to press Escape.
App Finder, Desktop, Internet URLs, 10 Items Folder.
Okay, let's try this one. Open my iCloud Drive.
Okay, here is your iCloud Drive.
Finder has new window. Finder, iCloud Drive, window, list view, table, no selection.
Okay, so I can go to my iCloud Drive.
Audio describe movie sound, byword folder, collapsed. Desktop folder, collapsed. Documents folder, collapsed.
Okay, etc., etc. Just going to close it with Command W for the moment.
Internet URLs, 10 items folder.
Open my documents folder.
Documents folder coming right up.
Finder has Finder, documents, window, list view, table, no selection.
Okay, that's my documents folder. Open my downloads folder.
Okay, here's your downloads folder.
Finder has new window. Finder, Downloads, window, list view, table, no select.
Open my home folder.
Now where did I put that folder?
Over Finder
there,
has new window.
Under the pile of screenshots.
Finder, David Woodbridge, window, list view, table, no selection.
There we go, so a bit cheeky again. Open my applications folder.
Applications folder coming right up.
Finder has new window. Finder, applications, window, list view, table, no selection.
Open my desktop folder.
Desktop folder coming right up.
Finder has new Finder, desktop, window, list view, table, no selection.
Okay, so close that for the moment.
Close window. Now in David Woodbridge, window, list view, table, close window. Now in downloads, window, list view.
And I might close all those with Option Command W.
Internet URLs, 10 items folder.
Okay, and of course we can do the good old favorite launching applications. Open iTunes.
iTunes is launched in the background.
So I'm going to do Command Tab.
iTunes. 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 Window. Podcast. Table.
And there's iTunes. Let's try that with Text Edit. Open Text Edit.
Tech Untitled 9. Window. Scroll area. Edit text insertion at beginning of text.
Okay, so that's gone straight into Text Edit. Let me see if we can get back to iTunes this way then. Open iTunes.
iTunes, iTunes, window, podcast, so table, no selection.
It. Let's try two more. Open mail.
Mail, inbox, 5008.
Some mail's open, and open Safari.
Safari, favorites, window, toolbar.
So let me just close down Safari.
Toolbar, mail, inbox.
Okay, let me just close down mail, in case we start beeping during the recording.
Quit mail. iTunes, iTunes, window.
And I'll just leave iTunes running for the moment. Let's open up a web page. Open www.apple.com.
Safari, untitled, window.
Now let's check the website title.
Apple, window.
That's the Apple page. Very nice. So Command-Q again for Safari.
Quit Safari, iTunes, iTunes, window.
Access Launchpad.
Locked in grid, zero items selected. Five okay, so rows, seven columns, Mars edit, Mars edit.
Okay, let's press Escape.
iTunes, iTunes, window.
Access Mission Control.
Mission Control, iTunes, 8 items, spaces bar, group.
Okay, there's Mission Control, and Escape again. Do I have any notifications?
You don't have any new notifications.
Find the file Siri Demo.
You have two files matching Siri Demo.
Okay, so if I go back to the left.
Help button, conversation, scroll area.
Okay, there's our conversation scroll area again, so interact.
In conversation, scroll area. Three items. Find a file Siri demo. Text.
Okay, and keep going to the right.
You have two files matching Siri demo. Finder search card.
So I've got to find a search card. Let's interact.
In Finder search card. Three items. Details. Collection. Show all two results in Finder. Button.
Okay, show all two results in Finder. Press that.
Press show. Finder. Searching. Desktop. Window. Toolbar.
Okay.
Sidebar. Tape. Verticals. Icon view. Collection.
Let me just change this to list view. Command 2.
As list checked. List view. Table. No selection.
Interact.
In the list view, table, no selection, row 1 of 3. Siri demo, David's MacBook Pro's conflicted copy August 31st, 2016.rtf rich text document, level okay. 2. Siri demo.rtf rich text document.
Okay, and there's the other one, Siri demo, which is actually in my documents folder. Okay, so let me just close that window.
Dropbox alias, alias.
Play Beats 1. Okay, there's Beats 1 playing. Okay, let's try this one. Play the podcast, Talking Tech.
Opening URL. Connecting, opening URL, dialog, connecting. Now in iTunes, window, podcast, pop-up.
Hello everyone, I'm Stephen Jolly. Welcome to Command Talking Tech.
Decrease volume.
Via Vision Australia Radio or associated stations of RPH Australia, perhaps through the Community Radio Network. And don't forget about our Talking Tech podcast. Just type in Talking Tech with your favourite podcatcher.
And I'll just press spacebar to stop it. That's my radio program on Vision Australia Radio, Talking Tech. Now let's try send an email. Send an email.
To whom would you like to send this message?
David Woodbridge.
What's the subject of your email?
Test message.
What would you like your email to say?
The quick brown fox jumped over the lazy dog and raced away into the bush, never to be seen again. Full stop, David.
Okay, David. Here's your email message to David Woodbridge. Are you ready to send it?
Send.
Okay, I'll send it.
Okay, so you might have noticed that the message actually wasn't spoken out, either by voiceover or by the built-in speech output. I won't go through these ones, but you can post a message to Facebook and you can post a tweet to Twitter. You can say, where am I? Where am I?
You're on 2020 Avenue, Narara.
Where is Ellen Woodbridge?
Looking for Ellen Woodbridge.
Okay, so now if I go back on the Siri interface.
Help button, conversation, scroll area.
Here's the conversation scroll area.
In conversation, scroll area. Six, you're on Toof Maps, card. Where is Ellen Woodbridge? Text. Looking for Ellen Woodbridge, find my friend's card.
And if I interacted with the find my friend's card, it would have where my wife is currently. Okay, I'm just going to press escape.
Mail, inbox, 5.
We're back to mail at the moment. I can say, give me directions to 237 Mann Street, Gosford, and it'll come up with the map card with instructions. And, of course, we can do this. Set a reminder for 5 p.m. Pick up the milk.
Okay, I'll remind you.
Okay, and I can check. Do I have any reminders today?
You only have one reminder that's due today.
Okay, let me just go back.
Help button, conversation, scroll area. In conversation, scroll area.
Interacted.
7 items. Set a reminder for 5 p.m. Pick OK. I'll remind you. Reminders card. Remove button. Do I have any reminders today? Text.
That's what I just said.
You only have one reminder. That's you today.
And we get to the card.
Reminders card.
Interact.
In reminders card. 2 items. Details collection.
Interact with details collection.
In pick up the milk. Incomplete. 1 of 1.
Interact with that
in
again.
In text.
And go to the right.
Uncheck. Checkbox. Pick up the milk. 31/8/16. 5. 00 p.m.
And that's all correct, which is actually very nice. So press escape again.
Mail, inbox.
This is quite a nice one because I often change my sound settings. Open sound settings.
System preferences, sound, window, toolbar.
So Command-Q to close that.
Mail, inbox.
Now some accessibility ones. Let me just Command-Q mail.
Finder, desktop.
Just keep things nice and tidy. So here we go for some accessibility ones. Open accessibility settings.
System preferences, accessibility, window, toolbar, leaving toolbar, accessibility features, table, general,
okay,
selected.
Tabbed across. So Command Q again to close that one.
Finder, desktop.
Turn off voiceover.
Okay, I turned off voiceover.
Okay, so we'll try and read the screen. Nothing happens. Turn on voiceover.
Okay, I Welcome turned on
voiceover.
Welcome to Mac
OS. Voiceover is on. Finder, desktop.
Open voiceover utility.
Which of these would you like? VoiceOver Utility or VoiceOver Utility?
2.
VoiceOver Utility, VoiceOver Utility, Window, Utility Categories, Table, General.
So at this current recording, it brings up 2 VoiceOver Utilities, and that's why I said number 2. Command Q to close VoiceOver Utility.
Finder, Desktop.
Turn on Invert Colors.
Screen switch to white on black.
Okay, I turned on Invert Colors.
Screen set to white on black. Turn off invert colors.
Screen switch to black on white.
Turned off invert colors.
Okay, screen switch to black on white. Turn on zoom.
Okay, I turned on zoom.
Which is the screen magnification program for the Mac. Turn off zoom.
System zoom off.
I turned off zoom.
Okay, system zoom off. Okay, now if you do have a Siri interface on the screen, so let me just activate it again. What is the date today?
It's Wednesday, the 31st of August, 2016.
Okay, you can actually dismiss the Siri interface, of course, by doing this. Goodbye.
Until next time.
So that completes this demo of using Siri on the Mac. And as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of Apple Vis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.